This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda returns home after wrapping up his official visit to China. Prime Minister says his visit remained highly successful and centered on strengthening bilateral relations. Government officials and hesitating doctors sign 6-point agreement. Nepal Oil Corporation hikes price of petroleum products. And 6 people die, 15 trapped in Zimbabwe gold mine collapse. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has returned home yesterday after wrapping up his week-long official visit to China. Earlier, after concluding his visit to the United States of a UN General Assembly, the Prime Minister had left for his official visit to China from New York. The Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister Dahal returned to home from Chengdu city of China yesterday. Talking to media persons at Tribhuvan International Airport upon his arrival in Kathmandu, Prime Minister Dahal said his visit to China was highly successful and it was centered on strengthening the bilateral relations. Prime Minister Dahal added that during his bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping, comprehensive discussion was focused on utilizing opportunities and potentials from both countries. The Prime Minister shared that positive discussion was held on encouraging civil aviation bodies of both countries for cooperation to operate direct flight at Pokhara Regional International Airport and Bhairava International Airport from China to strengthen Nepal-China people's relations. He further said that in course of the bilateral meeting with Chinese Premier Li Qiang, an intensive discussion was held on various issues, including construction of transmission line at northern border area of Nepal and expansion of cooperation in health and agri sectors. He added that both Nepal and China had agreed to bring all the checkpoints used locally in the northern parts into operation after completing technical and necessary preparations. The Prime Minister said he also called the Chinese investors to invest in the sector of priority of Nepal as there is appropriate environment and potential of investment in Nepal. Prime Minister Dahal further mentioned that he directed the Nepali embassy in Beijing to actively work to implement agreements signed between the two countries. Likewise, Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South has described the official visit of Prime Minister Dahal to China was successful from both economic and diplomatic point of view. The Foreign Affairs Minister said the outcome of the 13 agreements reached between the two countries, including the agreement to open all the traditional border crossings, will benefit Nepal in the future. He added that the President and Prime Minister of China gave high importance to Nepal during the visit and Nepal also clearly put forth issues regarding its interests and concerns at the highest level. Health and Population Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet says efforts are being made to improve the health sector in order to ensure people's easy access to health services. Addressing a program organized by Birgunj Best Narayani Hospital yesterday, Health Minister Basnet mentioned that priority had been given to making the health services quality and efficient. He added that the government was committed to creating a comfortable and safe working environment for doctors and health workers. Meanwhile, the government and hesitating doctors held talks yesterday. The government official and hesitating doctors struggle committee signed a 6-point agreement yesterday. With agreement, the hesitating doctors have called off their entire protest programs. The hesitating doctors struggle committee and government official inked the agreement at the presence of Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajisrestha. As agreed, the government has assured to provide a reliable security provision for health workers and health institutions, and the Security Coordination Committee will be made active. Likewise, the culprits will be punished as per the law and book the perpetrators even by amending the laws, as well as form a high-level task force to ascertain the reasons behind the assaults and mistreatments to the doctors. Acting Secretary at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Deepen Raman Singh and Dr. Seshwas Khimili, on behalf of the Hesitating Doctors Committee, signed the agreement. The price of kerosene, petrol, diesel and LP gas has increased effectively from midnight yesterday. Issuing a statement yesterday evening, the Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, had adjusted the price with a rise by 2 rupees in petrol and 6 rupees in diesel and kerosene per litre. Likewise, the price of aviation fuel is hiked by 8 rupees per litre. Similarly, price of LP gas has been increased by 215 rupees per cylinder. With this, a cylinder of LP gas now will cost 2,110 rupees. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat has urged industrialists to increase investment as the country's economy is heading in a positive direction. Inaugurating the 56th General Assembly of Janakpur Dham Chamber of Commerce and Industry yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Mahat said banks had reduced interest rates, remittances from abroad have increased, and tourist arrivals in the country were increasing. Finance Minister Dr. Mahat said construction works of Sunkoshi Marine Kamala Diversion had been advanced for economic prosperity in Madhesh province. He said the government had emphasized on the construction of physical infrastructure to develop Janakpur Dham, a tourist and religious destination. Nepal Electricity Authority has received permission for the first time to sell electricity in the real-time market of the India's energy exchange. With approval from the Central Electricity Authority of India, Nepal's electric utility can now export power through a bidding process that is held 1 hour and 15 minutes ahead of the sale. Nepal had been seeking access to India's real-time market in order to avoid wastage of electricity, especially during the rainy season when Nepal's hydropower projects operate at their full capacity. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. 6 people have died and 15 others are trapped after mine shaft collapsed in Zimbabwe. According to the BBC, the collapse of Bay Horse gold mine in Chegutu, west of the capital Harare, on Friday morning left more than 30 people trapped. 13 miners are said to have escaped or been rescued. The Zimbabwe Miners Federation said its Secretary General and the Chegutu Miners Association Chairman would go to the site to try to establish what actually had happened. More than 100,000 people have fled the Nagorno-Karabakh region, Armenia says. It means that almost the entire population of the ethnic Armenian enclave has left since Azerbaijan sieged the region last week. According to BBC, Azerbaijan has said it wants to reintegrate the area that and treat its residents as equals, but an Armenian spokesperson said this was just a lie. Nagorno-Karabakh, recognized as part of Azerbaijan, had been run by ethnic Armenians for 3 decades. At least 200 ethnic Armenians and dozens of Azerbaijani soldiers were killed as Azerbaijan's army swept in. As part of a ceasefire deal, separatists have agreed to surrender their weapons. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in Koshi province, Madhesh province, Bagmati province, Kandaki province and Lumbini province, along with the hillier regions of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.18 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda returns to home after wrapping up his official visit to China. Prime Minister says his visit remained highly successful and centered on strengthening bilateral relations. Government officials and hesitating doctors signed 6-point agreement. Nepal Oil Corporation hikes price of petroleum products and 6 people die, 15 trapped in Zimbabwe gold mine collapse. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a great day.